Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
Poppin' congregation, it's your girl Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them, sometimes we hate them. As always, we will see. And what am I, y'all? Come on, parasocial girlies. I'm very excited for today's guest. This is a returning icon that we're getting on the pod. And I'm not even lying when I say this, but truly one of the funniest people alive. Like, I'm not playing. Like, no holds barred. Like, this man is funny on, off the camera, off the stage, wherever. Just hilarious. He's an actor, a writer, a comedian. You've heard his fantastic voiceover acting in animated shows like Star Trek, Lower Decks, Dickman, and you can hear his voice on his own podcast, XOXO Gossip Kings with Lamar Woods, also a friend of the show. And you can catch him reprising his hilarious role as Sherm Jones in the hit NBC sitcom Grand Crew, which is so fucking funny, y'all. Get into it if you haven't already. Catch season 2 on NBC or stream season 1 right now and 2 on Peacock. Congregation, please welcome Carl Tart back to the show.
Oh my gosh. What an intro. What an intro. I needed a sandwich after that.
It's all deserved. But you really are one of the funniest people alive. Like,
that's very nice
seriously.
Of you, Lacey. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm so happy to have you back on the show. I am prefacing this because we may release some of the visual aspect of this podcast. I'm being scammed into making it a visual medium. And I am wearing sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And I will be wearing sunglasses for the duration of the podcast. Okay. I have on a hat, too. I look like I'm about to go set it off in the bank. It's giving day after. It's giving I need that money.
What? What's it gonna be?
That's what it's giving, okay? Because I got to pretend today. I got hay fever, y'all.
Hey.
So it's not contagious. I checked for COVID. I had done some COVID tests. I was telling Carl before I came onto the pod. And
that would suck if COVID, if one of the symptoms of COVID was like, I'm not sick at all. I don't have no, like, I don't have no nose running, no cough, no nothing. My eyes are just really red.
Just blood.
And that would suck.
And y'all, it's not no regular red eye, okay? Like, I showed Colin, you, Judith, like everyone out front, and y'all all audibly gasped.
Oh yeah, she got Louboutins on the minds right now.
I got bloody eyes. Yeah. No, you don't want to see those. So yes, I will be looking like a rapper if you see any clips, and that's why I haven't changed on y'all, okay? I'm just as shady as I always was. I'm staying humble and shady. But we always ask on this podcast, Carl, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ran some? Have you had some run on you? Anything you can talk about?
I feel like I'm being scammed right now with these glasses on. No.
You want to look at my red eyes?
Yeah, of course. Oh, let me think. My relationship with scams. I've never been scammed. I've gotten my card used.
before? That's a scam.
Okay, so maybe I have been scammed.
You said that so proudly and so quickly.
I've gotten my card used. I was chosen.
I love the way you said that credit card fraud happened to you. You were like, I've gotten my card used. It almost acts, it's almost like you wanted them to. You're like, yeah.
I've gotten my password in a breach. You know, they yep. hit me up. I done got my password in a breach. But the card being used, they used it at, what's the furniture store? Ashley Furniture.
Ashley? They use yeah. that. What year was it?
They like probably bought a couch. It was like 98? 2012. And okay. I didn't have the money. So they, of course, it declined.
Right. They also went real big. They had good aspirations for you.
Yeah.
They went to try to buy a whole, and that's when those places were like the coveted furniture. I remember going in there and sitting on everything. It was all dark brown wood.
Yeah. Those were the days. Ashley Furniture. That's where it was used at. But since then, it hasn't been. I protect my mom from scams because she likes to click on links.
Oh, yes.
And the sad part is she ain't even old. Like, my mom had me really young, so she's like still like a young woman, but she likes to click on links. She'll send me links and be like, look at this. I'm going, I'm not clicking on that. And don't you click on that.
My mom, same way. She had me at 21 and a link every day. I'm not kidding. In the family group chat. And it's usually something on Facebook that's some quote that's on a sunset background. I'm like, Mama, I'm not clicking on that.
Stop clicking on stuff, parents. Parents who listen to this, don't click. Nothing is good on the internet.
No.
Unless you're looking for it.
And if you're really tempted to click, instead of clicking, copy and then paste it in your browser.
Yes.
Because, like, when you click sometimes, that'll be, like, opening shit up, like, where they can access information yes. or, like, get into your phone.
Just like I do when I get a call from a number. Mm-hmm. That I, and they're getting good with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the area code is the same. Mm-hmm. The first three digits the same. Sometimes the last three digits the same. I'm like, 310 XXX, XXXX. And I'm like, oh, they trying to give me the answer because I'm going to be like, oh, this is my cousin or somebody.
Exactly.
It's not your cousin.
And it's so hard, too, because we both work in production.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work in production, now I give people a Google Voice number because I'm just like, I can't have just every random person in LA having, you know, who yeah. wanted to, whatever, having my number. But in production, you don't know if it's the network calling you. You don't know if it's the COVID people calling you or yeah. anything. So you have to kind of pick up some random numbers.
I choose by area code.
See, but that's what they want.
So if it's 818, and this is for the scammers listening to this.
Okay.
If it's 818, I'm probably going to answer. Because 818 is usually money.
818's money? I thought 310 was money.
310 isn't. See, I'm from Englewood. So 310 ain't always money. If it's 310 and then my same three digits of my number, mm-hmm. not money. But if it's Santa Monica, California, 310. Let me answer this. Some 323s.
Some 323s.
No 213s. No 213s.
No, absolutely not. We know that's crime.
No 562s. If you calling me from Long Beach, I'm not answering the phone.
I know you do a crime.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And that's our class breakdown of crime phone calls.
Yeah, this is racially motivated.
It is, extremely. Okay, and we want to put that out there and make it clear. Okay, but wait, I have another question, because you said that someone, like, there was a password breach?
Yeah, you know, like, when you type in your password on the site, mm-hmm. and they're like, my bad, big dog. We messed up. Somebody done caught your password. You got to change that joker.
Oh, so you're talking about, like, when they're prompting you to change your password because it's, like, too easy, or they're like...
Yeah, like, it's on a list of passwords that... And I've gone through that before, too. It's like, this password is, you've had the same password on other sites, and it's been detected, and this, because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we grew up in that era where it's like, I came up with my password when I was 9.
Oh, I took my password from my mom.
Yeah, she used her password.
She could literally probably break into all my shit. Well, now, no, because they're forcing us to switch it up.
You're forcing us to change. Yeah, two-factor authentication, all that type of stuff. But back in the day, you know, when we first got on them computers, they usually... Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a extra room at your house, I wasn't allowed to have a computer in my room. So it was in my mom's room. And then when I'm signing up for all these little gaming websites yeah. and stuff, I use the same password over and over and over again. And I still use that into adulthood until recently when I was like, damn, I got to start changing my passwords.
Yep. And the thing is like Apple always trying to fuck with you talking about, oh, use our suggested password.
Yeah.
Like I would never remember this ever again.
Exactly. So now you going to have it and I don't have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 7, 3, WC, lowercase, uppercase.
Money sign.
Hashtag.
Ampersand.
Right, that's too much.
It's too much going on in the new password.
But as I am growing into more adulthood, I did realize I had to have like a serious password and a goofy password.
Yeah.
Because
I
can't be putting my real bank password into like some goofy ass website.
Exactly, exactly. My bank passwords are different.
Yeah.
And only person that has that is me and my financial advisor. or not financial advice, but like, you know, my accountant guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Who I threaten him every day.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page, because when I interviewed my accountant currently, I did threaten him because I just needed him to know that it's not just about, like, if you steal my money, we're not just going to go to court.
No.
It's on site.
No, I'm going to put them paws on you.
Yeah.
If you mess with my money, because that's different. Because, like, if you mess with my money, if you take my money from me, I got nothing to lose.
Right.
I'll go to jail at that point.
Right, so, if you done robbed me real good.
Yeah. Like, how I be watching, like, NFL docs about people, and they hire these people. And they just bleed them dry. So now none of those people got money. I'm like, if you do that to me, I'm coming. I'm going to find you with a billy club.
Right. I'm going to blame the CTE. Maybe I can get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's going down.
But you go get hit. I was like, you know, I keep a bat in the trunk. But then you stop laughing like a little too soon. Like,
oh, I was dead serious. When I hired my guy, I said, hey, because he's a friend. Okay. And I said, I'm hiring you and I'm trusting you. If anything goes wrong. He's a friend. Like, I've known him for a long time. But
I'm saying, like, if y'all go to dinner, like, he know how much bread you got. You like, let's split the check. He's like, let's not.
Yeah, let's not split it. You pay for it. But this is his job. Like, he does this for a bunch of people, which also helped me trust him a little bit more. Mm. But I told him, I was like, man, I'm not joking with you. If something goes down, it's gonna be an issue. And he got that. And I think he understands that. He's a real stickler, because at first, it's like, my man, like, he be hitting me up about charges, and I'd be like, my man, chill, man. Come on. It's business. I went to Foot Locker for business. And he's like, he's really on it. He's really on the tax stuff. So he's like, I'm watching out for you.
I might have to hear about this man after this.
I think you know him. You might know him.
Okay.
We'll talk about
him. Oh, yeah, we'll talk after. But we're just getting our tax was on here. No, but that's, I absolutely am. I'm so glad that somebody else feels that way, because if you play with my money, you play with my emotions. And yes, I just quoted Big Worm.
Well, it was scary for me because I grew up broke as hell. So I was like, man, I can't afford to lose this.
I think nobody wants to move backwards anyway.
Exactly.
Like, my parents, like, we're like upper middle class, like black people, but I'm not trying to move back or worse, further than where I started.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, you got to be a good steward of your money out there, y'all. And don't share your passwords with people. And also, if you got a goofy password that you know you've entered in on at least one porn site or one gaming site, if your password on Candy Crush is the same as your password to your bank, like, let's switch it up.
Yeah, don't do that. Just go ahead and throw them in the comments of this episode.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
With your email.
Yeah, and we'll tell you if your password is safe or not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll roast your password. People love that. Hey, I'm gonna roast your password. Send it to me.
Listen, we got jokes for your password, okay? So y'all just put it in the comments when this episode comes out, and we're gonna give you a good giggle.
Yeah, and make sure you include your email too, so we can hit you back with the roast
and like a first pet.
Yeah,
yeah, mom's car,
mom's maiden name.
Yeah,
hometown.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna roast it. We're gonna have a good time, y'all. Real interaction with the fans.
Okay. We said parasocial and go, we are friends now. Yeah. So y'all, as friends, let us be your accountant who's also your friend. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all know the vibes. We love it here. All right, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be right back with What's Hot in Fraud. Scams!
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like, white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot! And we are back, and it's time for What's Hot in Fraud. This is where we warn the listeners about a famous con or caper that's popping in the zeitgeist, or more often than not these days, y'all know the vibes. We get an email from you. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. So, Carl, I need a fake name. We don't care about gender. Just a fake name for this person who's written in.
Rothello.
I should have known it was going to be something extra. Rothello. Rothello says, hi, sending this from my spam catch-all email just for you. Okay. So he was like, Rothello was like, don't try to give this email to nobody because it's not real. Damn, Rothello, you don't trust me? I thought we were close. Anyways, all right. I'm hurt. You know what I mean?
Send your password in, Rothello.
Yeah, send your password in and maybe we could like work this out. You know what I mean? So it says, I'm sure I've been almost scammed in the past. I was one of those kids who always fell for those what's on the ceiling jokes, like, which means like they look up
and then they come down on your finger or something like that. You got something on your shirt.
Which, who was that fun for?
The other person.
Like, that's not fun for, I've never been like somebody tricked me and I was like,
you got something on your shirt. Yeah, that's an auntie joke, an uncle joke.
Oh yeah, it is. That was like the golden age of bullying.
Let's call him Uncle Rothello.
Uncle Rothello. Well, he was the one. He got to be Nephew Rothello because he's the one getting the what's on your shirt done to
Cousin
him.
Rothello.
Cousin Rothello. So Cousin Rothello says I was gullible. It says you can use a female name. Well, Rothello could be feminine, okay? And also, y'all know what we do on this podcast, okay? So we...
How about Octobra?
Octobra. All right, you know what, Rothello, since you asked, you can be Octobra.
Okay? Octobra.
If that makes you feel better.
Octobra Richardson, not Richardson.
Richardson.
Yeah. Yes. Octobra Richardson.
And you know she do the announcements at church.
Yes.
So, yes. So it says, I live in an apartment and someone was persistently knocking on the door. I never usually answered, but I was exhausted from a long weekend and they kept on knocking. When I answered, it was someone that said that they were from, I want to pause for 1 second.
Okay.
So, Rothella, or Octobra, now I combine both names. Octobra identifies as female and wrote that in this email. And personally, as also another female identifying person, I'm not opening my motherfucking door for nobody.
I am a big muscular man who don't open his door for nobody.
You are a big muscular man. You can't be out here opening your door all willy-nilly in 2023.
Nah. People are crazy. Purge movies have come out.
Yeah.
I ain't opening my door for nobody.
It's so much content out here. People got new ideas about how to murder you.
If I'm not expecting nobody, if it ain't Postmates, if it ain't the $96 I just spent at Taco Bell.
Right.
If it ain't, you know, Amazon, I'm not opening my door for nobody.
Absolutely not. I have to be expecting you, okay? Yeah. We don't do unexpected pop-ups. Like, if you're pulling up, you need to send 3 texts to confirm your location each time. You might need to call ahead, too.
Yeah.
Send me an email. A window.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I have to expect you. But I'm not blaming you, though, Octobra, okay? I'm just saying, I wouldn't have done that. But I understand you were tired from a long weekend. I feel like I would have been like, go away. Or I would have
Who is that?
Who's that? Who that baby? Let me get the gun.
I used to do that when I was a kid. And that's so stupid because, like, trying to mask your voice to sound, it never sounds like what you want it to sound. You don't think
it works? When it comes out of my ear, when I hear it, it sounds like it was good.
Who is that? Yeah, no. It don't.
Who is that? Like, dog. Yeah. No, it's not working.
You got to stand on a chair.
Just like buck up your shoulders. Yeah. I feel like there also was a time where I would do like a fake dog. Like if I was scared, I'd be like, I had home security.
Let me get out of here. That's a dog. Let me go.
I was trying to do my best Rottweiler impression. So when I answered, it was someone that said they were from the company M-Power. Like M-Power. And claimed to be working with Con Edison. She said that my building was flagged as having high carbon emissions, and she needed to see my energy bill so she could check me off, in quotes. Which, now that I think about it, was such a lazy opening line. It absolutely is. First of all,
this is New York.
I don't know what city we're
Con
in. Right
Edison,
now,
but Con Edison's Edison. New York. Yeah.
Yeah. But don't they have Con Ed out here?
No, we have the Department of Water and Power.
Oh, you're right.
LADWP.
I lived in New York, too, so maybe that's why I was just familiar with it. Nah, bruh, first of all, you're not coming to my motherfucking house trying to play gas cop. No. I don't got to show you no papers. Like, what?
You print them from a computer. Like, they online. You don't need to come to nobody's. This is a bad.
Yeah.
And now that I think about this, it makes me back to my relationship with scamming. Mm-hmm. Because I used to have to knock on people's doors for a job. I worked a job called Environment California for one day trying to get donations from people, and they made you canvas like door to door. And I don't know if that's a scam. They might actually be doing work for the environment, but the pay and everything was very scamatory. And
it was very scamatory.
Very inscamatory.
How much were they paying?
Not much. Like, okay. So what the newspaper article said, you get paid $1,600 a week. And me and the homies, we were still in high school.
Right.
We were like, oh, Jordan money, pro club money. Like we getting it in.
Right.
No, you don't get paid if you don't get people to sign up.
So the commission, I would think that would just be the flat fee for you being out here in the sun.
Exactly.
Not like, hello, stranger.
I think it was an all commission job and we didn't know. We only worked it for one day.
What the hell is an all commission job?
And you knew?
Definition of commission.
Yeah, it sounds wrong, right? You know what? Now I think about it too. I should have known that something was bad when the so we all got into a van. Me and my friend, we all
got
separated. Yeah, me and my friends got separated. We were all 16 years old. We all got separated, went to different vans, different areas in the city. I got sent to Pasadena. Everybody in the van was like, you guys want to go eat at Baja Fresh before we start canvassing? Mm-hmm. I got my food because my mom gave me money for like lunch and I didn't finish it. Like, I'm a slow eater and they're like, all right, we got to get out of here. I was like, all right, cool. I'm like putting napkins on the plate to throw it away. One of the adult men who was working with me was like, you're not going to finish that? And I'm like, yeah, nah, man. He was like, let me get that. And he ate my food. And I was like, that should have been a sign right there.
Yeah. Because you paid for your food. You just said your mama gave you some money.
Yes.
So the sign was actually that you're working. And they were like, let's go get some food. All right, y'all, get y'all debit cards out. What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, this is bad. And so this woman getting her door knocked on by an obvious scammer.
Yeah.
Come on, October.
All right, October, we're rooting for you,
though. October Lachelle Richardson.
The name is just going to get longer every time Carl says it, and I love it. So October Lachelle Richardson says, this is a lazy opening line. I agree with you, October. I asked what she meant, and she said high carbon emissions meant that the building was using too much electricity and energy, and if I could show her my electric bill, she could check me off. So I'm sorry, if the building is using too much electricity, it feel like that's, if you got a problem with that building, then you should have left that with that building.
Yeah, you should be talking to the manager. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, like you upset me and my homegirls.
The building is using too much. What that got to do with me?
What that got to do with me?
What that got to do with me? Why or the price of tea in China? That don't have nothing to do with nobody over here.
So still confused about what she needed from my bill, I tried to ask her more questions, especially since one of my worst fears is having a gas leak or a carbon monoxide present and not knowing it. Now, she didn't say nothing about no leaks or no monoxide. She said, y'all are using up too much of the city power.
That's insane. Just my apartment? Just me?
And what are you going to do? Okay, and what about it? If I show you my electricity bill, let's say I just fuck around and I'm like, why not? What are you going to do? Be like, you got to use less.
She's going to pop you.
Take it a gas jail.
Stop that. Stop using that electricity before I pop you.
And matter of fact, turn that light off right there.
Yeah, turn it off.
Turn this porch light off.
You ain't watching that on TV. You ain't watching that. Turn that off.
She's like, I figured it was you because you over here talking to me and the TV's still blaring.
Your phone on 99. Unplug it.
Like, who are you? So, but when I asked, she exasperately said, I'm just trying to save you money, okay? If I can see your bill, I can mark you down and save you money. And I said, my roommate pays that bill, so I don't have it with me. And she said, well, I'll wait while you go get it. No, you won't. You really trying to save me money, huh?
You mind if I come in? I smell you cooking. What you making there, rice and beans?
Yeah, let me get a plate.
I'll just wait till you go get the bill.
Yeah. And I'll eat while, yeah. So I told her I didn't know where it was. And honestly, I didn't. She sighed and said someone would come back and I could show it to them. I was confused, but not suspicious until I closed the door and realized how weird the conversation was. I looked up the company and immediately found a Reddit thread talking about the scam. To double check, I called Con Ed and they said that this is a company that's a third party contractor. And I chose to switch service to them. Huh? Oh, and I could choose to switch service to them. So Con Ed is like, I mean, you could go with them if you want to.
Want to, but it ain't on us. This is happening now. This is happening
now. Why would they want them to leave?
So something like this is happening. Oddly, I get these emails from PayPal that'll say, complete this invoice to this company.
Yes, I've been getting those.
And then you know how you, like, the trick was to click on the email address and it'd be like,
I don't click on it.
And I click on the email address itself, and this one is legit, like, service@paypal.com. And I'm like, how are they getting that email? And then you go look it up, and they're like, that ain't us. I'm like, but they got a PayPal email. Somebody in the company is doing this.
Yeah, because
the call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, because are y'all just letting people sign up for your,
for your email?
Your corporate email?
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point that if you have a corporation email, only people who work at the corporation can have it?
Exactly. So that means that this is going on now where people are, they, like, these companies are giving out third-party licensing or something?
I don't know. They're like, we're doing a collab. Like, what do you mean?
We're doing a collab.
I don't think
this is Con Ed and Kiff.
I don't think you should be doing a collab when you give people electricity.
That Con Ed feels... times FaZe Clan.
We got the new Con Ed Time Savage Fenty.
Yeah.
We're doing a collab.
Fashion
panties
over.
And electricity.
Panties and electricity.
Okay.
My kind of night.
Right. But so that's baffling to me. But when October called, that's what they said. They said, we've been in it and we're definitely not in it, but kind of a little bit, but don't bother us. But they definitely do not work directly with them and had no clue what the carbon emissions thing was about. I'm a little embarrassed when I think about how obviously vague that conversation was and that there were red flags, but I definitely will be aware of it in the future. As soon as it happened, I immediately was like, oh, I gotta tell Lacey. Hope you enjoy this scam. Oh, yes, October Lachey Richardson. I did enjoy this scam. I'm of the mind that, like, maybe this company is legit and they could actually switch over to this electricity.
Yeah.
But the whole entry point that she was using was a threat.
Yeah. And that's a bet. Don't show up to nobody's house in 2023. There should be no door-to-door knocking without prior warning in 2023.
Absolutely not. Shit, call me before you knock me on my door. Even if you, I'm expecting you.
That makes that woman... That puts her life in danger.
It does. But honestly, it puts both of their lives in danger.
Yeah. But, like, you walking around to people's doors, people don't be liking when their doors get knocked on.
No.
So you ain't no telling what somebody gonna come to the door with. Ain't no telling what somebody gonna come to the door wearing.
And persistent knocking?
Yeah.
Oh, you got me fucked up, because that's already disrespectful. I don't know if that's just a culturally, like, black thing, but if you knock on my door too long, like, I'm opening that door ready to fight.
Especially if it's fast.
Bitch, are you the police?
Yeah.
No. I'm coming to the door with a knife. Two knives in each hand. I don't know how I'm going to hold the knob.
in between your fingers Freddy Krueger.
Yes. But I'm going to be angry when I open that door. But maybe because she knows if she had opened her sales pitch with, like, I'm going to save you a lot of money. Everyone is immediately turned off by anybody coming to them in any facet. My house, my phone, on the street, and telling me you got a deal for me.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, you don't. That's
Even
not
if
how
you
deals
do,
work.
I'll miss out. I'll just be mad.
Yeah. Guess I'll be left out. Damn. FOMO.
I'll just be hitting my head like Johnny May on The Temptations. I should have kept them.
But no, there's literally no one's chasing you to give you deals and save you money. Like, we all go look up deals. That's how deals work.
Yeah.
Nobody just out here handing out deals all willy-nilly. So that should have been... But I think that's probably why she couched it with, I'm threatening you. You got to let me see your papers. Otherwise, we're turning them lights off.
That's such a weird thing to say. Also, most people are paperless these days.
Yeah. And also, I would think you're trying to see my bill to see, like, my some kind of information on there that you think might be there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nah, girl. This is a violation. October, I'm glad you made it out with your coins and your electricity. But, yeah, we can't be opening doors in the year of our Lord 2023, okay?
October Lachey Richardson Tovey. She got married.
Oh, that's beautiful. Congratulations, October. We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with Historic Hoodwinks. Robbery!
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud! And we are back, and it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Carl with a famous con caper group of criminals we don't know yet. Maybe we love them, maybe we hate them. I have a feeling it might be on the hate side just because we do have a content warning up here. Well, first, I'm going to give credit to the journalists because we don't scam them. Much of the story was researched from Daniel Riley's GQ investigation, The Great High School Imposter. We have a content warning. There's a mention of statutory assault, and there's a brief mention of domestic abuse. As you guys know, we will skim over those gingerly, kindly, but we're not going to live too long on anything very dark. All righty. So this starts with, oh, wow, this is starting in a different way. It says, many come to the U.S. to achieve the American dream of higher education and excellent jobs.
Woo! That's why I came.
Carl, you were born in Mississippi.
I know.
But that's why I came. We didn't come willingly. I know you did it. Okay? Mississippi, I'm from Texas. You from Mississippi. We was brought. We had a lift. Something you could call it. That's what they're going to call it now that they're getting rid of critical race theory.
Oh, yeah. A lift.
We had an unpaid internship. We took a carnival cruise. Y'all know the vibes. So, however, unlike Alter Sumerian, most don't pretend to be a teenager attending high school for years before achieving their goals. Now, I just want to say that this isn't the first time that we've talked about someone pretending to, like, going to high school.
Yeah.
So is this becoming, like, a thing?
Yeah. People like to go back to high school and relive their days as adults.
Yo, Never Been Kissed. We got to put that on the band movies list. I love Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, they all watch that movie and they go, man, I could go back. I could do it.
They're like, I look young enough. I could go back.
I could do it.
Drew was throwing parties. She even got her old ass brother back. Her old ass brother playing on the softball team looking grown as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. If people watch that movie and get inspiration. That's the catalyst. Put it on the banned books list.
Yeah, we got to ban it. Sorry, Drew. We got to ban Never Been Kissed because you was out here. You inspire people too much. So in 2012, Arthur was a sophomore university student living in the Ukraine. He arrived in America after interviewing for a slot in an American exchange program. It allowed foreign university students to work service jobs during the summer in the U.S., which we've all heard of exchange students.
Yeah.
This is Arthur. Not him saying he knew he had to do it to us.
Yeah, he got his hands in that post.
Yes, he said, I know what I'm giving. Get into it.
He looks young, too.
He does look young. Like, honestly, he could pretend to be a high school student, especially because I think unless you're a teacher or someone who's in high school is a lot, my view of what a high school student looked like was so warped.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
I think back to, I graduated high school 07, and I remember the kids who were seniors when I was a freshman. And they all look like working people. Like, they all look like adults.
Like, yeah, they look like they had to pick their kids up from school.
Yeah.
While they were at school.
Exactly.
Well, also, it was the movies for me. Like, I feel like watching all of those 30-year-olds play high school. Because now they go get the young little hot, I don't want to call them hot, but they go get the young things to actually play the young thing roles. But back in my day, when I was watching TV, it was always somebody who was like 35 playing a high schooler.
Yeah. Bianca, what's her name?
Oh, Bianca Lawson?
Yeah.
I mean, but she's never aged. She
can still play high school right now.
And I want to know the secrets. How much blood I got to drink, sis? I would like to join you. But also, old evil ass Stacey Dash.
Yeah.
She was 30 and Clueless.
Yeah.
So it's like, we didn't know what a kid looked like. I came to school thinking everybody was going to have a beard that connected. And I was like, what is this? Y'all bird chested? What
I happened? Did have some homies that beard connected. Okay. Mine didn't until freshman year of college.
Okay. But you got there.
I got there.
Rubbing that oil on there.
That jojoba.
Yes. So he's doing this exchange program. He dreamed of higher education opportunities and attending the top-of-the-line engineering lab that the U.S. offered. He wanted to work for NASA someday. I always think that's interesting when people want to work for NASA.
Yeah, what you got up your sleeve?
Yeah. Why you love math so much?
Yeah, why you ain't, something ain't right.
You trying to make spaceships? That ain't nothing but a legal bomb.
Go get a fun job. Yeah. Go want to play in the NBA.
Go want to play in the NBA. Like, just want to. Yeah. Not do it.
You're not going to make it, but want to. But don't want to work for NASA.
So, though he spoke little English, Arthur worked his way through the application process, and he was rewarded with a job as a fry cook at Red Robin in Pennsylvania. He was rewarded with a job as a fry cook.
I mean, he was in high school.
Red Robin.
He wasn't in high school. He was adult.
He was in college.
Okay, he was a college kid. I feel like that's free food. That's a reward.
It's giving some kind of U.S. scam to, like, underpay, like,
yeah,
people
he probably
who don't
wasn't getting paid
live
enough
from our country.
You get all the Red Robin you want. Yum.
That was all he was going to get. So he was convinced that he could change his life in America, but he only had 3 months to prove it. When he settled in Harrisburg, PA, he discovered many of the perks were everything that he dreamed to be. This is so funny to me because I've been to Harrisburg, PA. Mm-hmm. I went to Pitt. I know. I'm, like, going to go to a wedding there. So I know. It's, like, such a small place.
Yeah.
One of my friends who's from there, they always call it Star City. And I was like, no one's calling it this. Like,
why did she call it this?
Stop trying. Because she was trying to make fetch happen.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was not going to happen. But it's a very small place. It's not.
Yeah.
But I love that he was like, yes, my dreams are coming true. I love that for you so far. But he soon found out that though he was making great money compared to back home at $9.50 an hour, America was very expensive. Yeah, we don't pay living wages. Gotcha.
Should have stayed your ass in Russia.
Yeah. You thought we paid wages that you could live on? Oh, that's crazy.
Well, he from Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay, can't mess that up no more. Right. Should have stayed your ass in Ukraine.
I'm sorry about this, Arthur. And he found out that American schools were very expensive. Yes, they are. That's how they get us to go into debt, Arthur. It's not a dream over here. We in the nightmare, baby. So by the middle of the summer, Arthur had no plan to keep him in the U.S. And he had to fly back in September if he couldn't secure a spot at a university. So also a scam that, like, they're like, we will deport you unless you pay us.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm understanding. I see his motives now. The birth of a villain. Villain origin story right here.
Truly. And I mean, who I mean, we should all honestly be villains for living in America. Like, I don't know why I'm still trying to be a good person. Like, I'm going to get that up in a few years because it's taxing. So he lived and worked with travel students and had no friends except for one much older couple without kids that he occasionally would go to dinner with.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe they wanted to, like, cosplay having a kid.
Yeah. With this Ukrainian guy.
Yeah. They were like, we can give him back. We chose to be childless.
He would go to dinner with them.
Yes.
He probably would bring them some Red Robin home, too.
Oh, you think? I feel like they were paying for the dinners for him. Because they're like, oh, this young kid, our child.
But, you know, sometimes he might want to treat somebody.
Right. And he'd give them the
tonight
yum.
Tonight is on me. Okay. I'm going to give you the yum tonight.
That sounds like something completely different.
But old couple, I'm about to give you the yum.
No. So his officer casually told the couple, is Stephanie McClure Potts and Michael Potts. I love that Stephanie was like, I'm keeping my name. Wait, no, this is the couple? Okay, this is not. I read the names and then I looked up and was like, excuse me? What?
I'm not laughing at them, by the way.
I am.
I'm laughing. Their lawyer looks like Jerry Jones from
like
the Cowboys.
The faces that they're all making are hilarious to me. The fact that this black woman is staring directly into camera like this bullshit.
The
like,
outfit is interesting. The brown.
She could have been a meme. Like that's the meme of like this is some bullshit. And I love that for her. So he told them about his struggles and worries about remaining in the United States, and an idea began to form. Stephanie and Michael would adopt Alter to help him remain in the country.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, except for you can't adopt adults. You know how many times I've tried to get Angelina to get me? Okay? I want to be adopted as an adult. So for Alter, he thought they were being kind and selfless and helping him achieve his ultimate dreams. There was only one request they had in return. Would Alter simply change his age?
Huh.
Yeah. You know, something you can do.
You can? Or are you joking?
I'm joking.
Okay, because I don't... Like, you do these all the time, so you might have learned something. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Wanted him to do that, and he probably was like, huh? Right. I mean, to what?
Like, what kind of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids logic is this? How am I supposed to be like, he was like, you can live with us, we'll adopt you. All you have to do is one thing that you really can't do.
You have to change your age.
Now I'm looking at them differently because they're willing participants in this scam, and it was their brainchild.
Yeah. That's why she's sitting there in front of the microphones like that.
Looking caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With her brown beret.
Why is she wearing a brown beret?
Because it matched with that brown dress she got on.
Okay. I just feel like...
Even if black people are weird, they go match.
That's true. She was like, I'm a coordinate.
Yeah.
With my
like, I am weird, but I'm finna match.
Right. So, Alter the high schooler. Alter was 19 and too old to be adopted, so changing his age made sense. And if he was going to change his birthday anyway, why not make him a full 5 years younger and then be able to enroll him into high school? I feel like we didn't have to go, well, okay, 5, 19, I get what you're saying. Because I was thinking, like, is he going to start at middle school? No, but he's going to start at 14.
Okay. So he's 19 currently.
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like that's aggressive. Like, there are 15-year-old freshmen. Like, he should have went 4 years.
Also, he's from a different country, so he could be 17.
True.
I feel like that's just, they pushed it a little bit
far. They pushed it. He was 19, so he's actually not that far out of high school. So they pushed it a little bit. So if Stephanie and Michael had the dependent enrolled in the public school system, they'd receive a small payout from the Social Security Administration with additional tax benefits. So they were like, man, we probably should have had a little write-off. I mean, a little baby. So they got one. They claimed that would be more than enough repayment for the legal cover and favors that they were doing for him. So they were like, we're going to get ours on the back end with the taxes. You get to live here and be an American citizen.
Kind of a, I mean, if I'm him, I'm like, I get that.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking it. With time running out, and this being Alter's only shot at engineering school and perhaps literally the moon, he agreed. So Stephanie and Michael asked him for the $2,000 that he had saved up over the summer to pay for adoption papers. Now, y'all can't kick in on a little bit of $2,000?
Yeah. You gonna take all my Red Robin money?
That's a little bit
too
much.
I've been slinging fries to get this 2 G's.
I got grease burn.
Yeah.
For these 2 G's.
Y'all gonna take all, y'all can't pay for it. Y'all got me changing my age and everything. Y'all can't pay for this. I feel like this is something y'all could pay for.
Right.
You know what? I'm just going to head on back.
But it was the time constraints. It's like you make wilder decisions when you're under a time constraint because you don't have time to think.
Yeah.
Which is why you have to remember you always have time to think, okay? He could have dodged the feds for a few weeks while he thought it out.
I know.
They're not going to come scoop Alter up right away.
Nah, he's a white immigrant.
Yeah. They don't even look for them.
They're going to let him live for a little while.
They don't think white immigrants exist. They're like, no, this is our people coming over here. Yeah. Now, you Browns, y'all, it's illegal. Okay, nobody's ever talking about illegal immigration from Canada.
No, no. We all know a bunch of Canadians.
We sure do. And I don't know their papers. Yeah. I ain't ever seen them.
I'm going to start asking.
We got to. Yeah, we're going to have some checkpoints.
Yeah.
We're going to be vigilantes as well. So by September, instead of boarding a plane back to Ukraine, Arthur was to attend his first day of high school at Harrisburg High. Let me find out my friend, no Arthur. So Arthur's ultimate goal was to blend in. He wore clothes he thought American teenagers wore. He wore fake glasses. He took notes and spoke very little. This is all very good if you're flying under the radar,
yeah,
to me. Also, I love that he said he was wearing what American teens wear. What is that? Abercrombie?
Well, what year is this?
This is in 2012.
2012? Okay. So he's in the swag boy era. So he's dressed, and he's from Pennsylvania. From near Pittsburgh.
No,
he's dressed just like Wiz Khalifa.
It's like kind of like middle-ish, like closer to Philly, I think.
Well, I think he's wearing a Taylor Gang.
Oh, no.
And he's got, he's dressed just like Wiz Khalifa.
Okay. So imagine him dressed just like Wiz Khalifa.
The Mac Miller Wiz Khalifa era. That's what he's in.
That was the era. So Arthur wasn't very familiar with American teenagers. So his choice of wearing suits and ties combined with a strange accent, he said, came from the Russian Jewish neighborhood down by the river, drew some attention. So he thought American kids were wearing suits and ties. Now, to his defense, when I was in high school, I would wear suits.
Why?
Because I took myself very seriously. I'm not even joking. I was class president. I was student council president. Like, I could only leave the house if it was, like, school activities. I was a cheerleader. I played volleyball. I ran track. And I wore suits to high school like an absolute insane person.
Mm.
Suits, heels, you name it, honey.
Doing the most.
Absolute most. All the time. I even wore heels in college. I remember the first few weeks on campus, people were like, why is this bitch walking around this big-ass campus in heels?
Yeah, her feet gonna be messed up.
Like, she's
ain't
weird.
None of my business.
And then I slowly downgraded to barely, like, rolling out of bed. I was like, oh, I get the vibes. So midway through the year, Arthur changed his name to Asher Potts. And when a teacher asked him why, he joked, because I'm a Russian spy. Because I'm a Russian spy.
Asher Potts.
Asher Potts.
He was listening to Asher Roth, I Love College.
Maybe that's what it was. And he was like, that's a good sounding name.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Asher Potts. But as time passed, Asher Potts faded more and more into the role of a high-achieving but normal American teenager. He got straight A's. He became a color guard commander in the Navy JROTC.
Okay, now in this picture, he looks older.
Yeah, he looked like he needed to enlist. Yeah,
he's losing his hair in this picture.
Yeah, it's not giving JROTC. It's giving, like, not junior. Like, it's giving you
senior ROTC. It's giving war.
It's giving war. Like, you need to be in the wars right now. But I will say that, yeah, you should have excelled, and made straight A's because you were a sophomore in college in the Ukraine. So now you're kind of going backwards. You've literally already done all this shit. So it should be cake.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Yeah, he's looking a little older here. So,
he got that topics in his hair right there.
Asher Potts. Oh, you know what it is? That hairline's starting to run away.
Yeah.
Damn, that hairline left. Like, he left his home.
That's not 15.
Woo. So he made a group of close friends and even trained a swim team of 10-year-olds at the YMCA. Asher spent summers in the Upward Bound Science and Math program at Penn State, working in the university labs that he'd long fantasized about. He sat on the school board as a junior representative. Oh, he should have been a supervisor. What did they call them, teachers? When you're looking at the whatever, he's been a coach. So he took supplemental classes at the local university downtown, won awards for academic achievement and community service, even earning a day named Asher Potts Day from the mayor.
Wow. Asher Potts Day.
Asher Potts Day. That ain't even his real name.
And people knew that wasn't his real name.
He's a Russian spy. My grandpa has a day named after him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. In Kemp, Texas.
What is it?
It was for, like, community service, and, like, he was always, like, in local politics and stuff.
That's tight.
Yeah. Great dude. So as he rose to the top of his class with a number of achievements under his belt, Asher began receiving admissions material from across the country. So now the college girls are like, come get into debt with us. So we have a news clip of Asher's accolades during high school. Now, Asher, you are getting real fucking bold because you know your grown ass is too grown, and now you're going to let the news camera stick the camera in your face?
Yeah, let's see this.
Asher Potts had a 4.1 grade point average, inducted into the National Honor Society. active in student government. He represented his classmates at the local school board. He even volunteered at a food bank.
Okay.
Don't touch my food with your fake ass name.
Yeah, I want your real. Actually, I think food would taste better if it's made by somebody with a fake name.
What?
Like, what are you running from?
I wondered, did the fries get better at Red Robin when he changed his name?
I bet you they did, because he was seasoning them extra hard, because he don't want nobody to complain about him. You know what I mean? You got a fake name. You got to do everything right.
Everybody was sneezing when they got their Red Robin fries.
He was like, I put some Cajun sauce on them for y'all. Merlin style. Schools were eager to give him funding, and he was about to end his time in fake teenage bondage the next year, right?
Okay.
But then in 2016, just 3 months before graduation and freedom, 2016, he made it to 2016.
All that time.
Like, he was in high schooling.
Yeah.
Also, I really wish I would have added that year because his hairline needed it.
Yeah. On that news clip that we just watched, his hairline was gone at that point.
Yes. He was bald in high school. At that point, you got to shave it all off, tell people you got something.
Something. Got that, you know, that thing that Michael Jackson had?
That's literally what black people call vitiligo, and it pisses me off. Okay, that's not what it's called, black people. Please, be serious. So unserious. Okay, so he's about to make it to graduation, right? Two police officers walk into the classroom of his speech class, approached his desk, and addressed him as Otter.
Wow.
Ooh.
Here he goes.
I love that they're being spicy, too. They weren't like Asher Paz. They were like, Otter.
Otter.
We know who the fuck you is. Outside, the officers arrested him and escorted him into a police cruiser. Oh, he get to get arrested outside? I feel as though he should have been arrested inside.
Hairline look a little better in this one.
Nah, does it?
Kinda, yeah.
If the line doesn't. He just grew it out. You can't be in high school with a comb over, my guy.
Well, that's when he was locked up, too, so he wasn't getting
cut. So he wasn't even getting to swoop it like he normally does and get it cute, because it's running away. It's getting deep. Look how deep it is on that side.
Yeah, this when he was 10 toes down.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with hair loss. Like, it happens. I'm just saying that he was pretending to be a high schooler, like a child, and has the hairline of a grown-ass man. I think it was the hairline probably gave it away.
Yeah, they was like, that's Archer.
Right, let's see what it was. That's what it's giving. Despite agreeing to all of the Potts' requests, willingly disguising himself as a teenager for years, rising to become not only the valedictorian candidate, but valued member of the community. And I want to pause because the Potts are his parents, so he took their last name. So that's where Asher came, probably from Asher Roth, and then he was like, and now my family name
is Potts.
Yes, my black mom and my white dad.
Like Annie Potts from Designing Women.
Yes. So despite doing everything that the Potts, his fake parents, had requested, willingly disguising himself as a teenager for years, rising to not only become valedictorian, like a candidate for valedictorian, but a valued member of the community and a budding engineer wonderkin, all of it is about to come crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
This is so trash because this is somebody who had potential, and because of the way everything is set up in this world, a lot of people can't scram.
Crashing down like the fuel tank on the back of a spaceship at NASA where he wanted to work.
Not you making it a metaphor. That's so biting. So getting caught. Though Otter mostly looked like a happy teenager with doting adopted parents, things were a little different at home.
Uh-oh.
So according to Otter, he slept on a couch in a walk-in closet. Not flowers in the attic. Probably a little smaller than Harry Potter's.
Damn.
And a portion of the little money he made went to the Potts. If he didn't do one of the many chores the Potts assigned him, he was sometimes threatened. Like, you ain't washed them dishes. Well, how about we call immigration then?
You ain't organized all my berets and dresses by color.
Well, how about we call immigration then? Like, that's the quote. They would be like, well, how about we call immigration then? And he would occasionally be hit. Now, how y'all gonna be whooping on this grown ass man?
I know. Grown.
Why are y'all giving a...
Something ain't making sense.
Y'all giving this grown man a spanking? Y'all are out of pocket.
Yeah.
Y'all are out of pocket.
Something ain't making sense.
The math never math. From the very beginning when they were like, would you like to be our son?
Yeah. Because even then, it's like, we all in this together. I understand it's sleeping on a couch in a closet. But you beating on me? I'm 22. That don't make no sense.
I feel like that's what I'd be shouting when they was beating on me.
Hold on. I'm strong.
Well, he was not very strong.
Yeah, he don't look like it.
He didn't learn nothing in the JROTC. It was like, fight back.
Yeah, you got to some type of combat.
Let your fake parents be like, take that, take that, take that. What we call it, immigration. So the Potts held onto his passport and documentation when he handed them over during the adoption process. Mm. So they took his papers, too.
Yeah, they was up to some stuff.
All of this for a little kickback in taxes?
For some Red Robin money. Right. And he ain't even getting no tips because he ain't out on the floor.
We assume that. He could have been out on... No, he couldn't be out on the floor. Because he didn't know English that well at the time. Yeah, he definitely making them fries. Yeah, he was making the yum. So when the things got to be too much, he would run away. But then the Potts would threaten to tell the police his true identity and he'd come back. They are bad people.
Yeah.
Things went on this way for 3 years until Alter's final year of school. When Alter finally made the decision to run away for good and move in with a friend's family, the Potts retaliated. They told authorities that they had adopted him but had never known his true age and that in recent months he had grown dark and violent.
Oh, they turned the tables on him.
But here's the thing about the Potts that I'm not fully understanding. Even if he runs away, he's at a friend's house. He's going to the same school. You can still claim him on your taxes.
Yeah.
Why do y'all have to retaliate against him?
Because they didn't want to get caught.
They thought he was going to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe they were nervous that the government was going to pull up on
them. That's what I feel
their
like.
Door. That's got to be it, because otherwise this is wild. So they even claim that this grown adult was threatening to shoot up Harrisburg High, making him both an illegal immigrant and a foreign terrorist. Not y'all saying he was going to be a school shooter.
Yeah. Oh, they really are. Oh, okay.
That ain't even a backstab. That's a whole front.
They doing the most. I got to know more about these Potts.
Evil. So meanwhile, Alter was put in jail and had no idea the extent of the accusations that the Potts were throwing at him, because they threw the whole damn book at him. They said he a terrorist. He was violent. He lied about his age. He would steal my eye cream at night. He was stabbing cats. The list just went on and on. They're like, we think he stole 4 cars.
Ain't really getting him in. Like, ain't that the Potts calling the kettle black?
I'll kill you. Oh, so at the same time, Alter had both overstayed his visa and illegally enrolled in a public education, though those charges would later not be pursued. So he did 2 baddies. Like, you know, not supposed to be here, first of all. You definitely not supposed to be in school with the children.
Yeah.
He had also made the mistake of accepting an invitation to a spring break trip to Iceland to do research on climate change and applying as the passportless American student he was posing as, Asher Potts. This was classified as passport fraud, a federal crime.
Damn. Yeah, you can't be going nowhere. How did he do it, though? How did they let him in?
You can't be going nowhere. Why do we have laws like this? You know, there was a time where there were no passports.
When?
Not right now, but you know what I mean? Like back in the day when they were getting on ships to see the new world, I don't think they had
papers or something.
I just feel like papers is something white people made up and we don't need it. Y'all go where y'all want to go. Like ID and stuff, sure, but like passport?
Something I did learn recently, like kind of like that, credit scores weren't a thing until 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild.
I've talked about that, and people were trying to drag me on Twitter, and I was like, babes, we don't need them. They were literally made because black people started wanting loans.
Yeah. And the anti-discrimination act.
Yeah, they were like, ooh, we can't discriminate the way we used to. Okay, y'all make up a fake number.
Yeah.
And make sure black people's are always really low, comically low. Perfect. So, Alter really fucked up, though, when it was discovered that he had a relationship with a 15-year-old girl when he was posing to be 17, but actually he was 22, which is legally statutory rape and earned him the charge of involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. 2 lawyers took Alter's case and tried to spread the narrative of a hardworking immigrant teenager simply looking to build a better life in America, but was taken advantage of by 2 scam artists. It also turned out that Alter could have been adopted as an adult. Oh. And that the Potts had lied. I didn't know you could be adopted as an adult.
I mean, for what?
I don't know. For fun?
Yeah.
Also, Alter, I was with you. I was on your side until they told me that you was dating a teenager at the school.
Now, have we gotten to that part? Now, let me, here's what I will say about being adopted as an adult. Sometimes you see those videos online where the stepdad, the dad who stepped up,
Yes, and they and he gets them all just, matching shirts.
Yeah, and he ends up getting like real official papers. Maybe sometimes are those kids usually? Sometimes they're older than
18.
Yeah.
I know you can definitely, like, change your name, like, give them your name at any point.
Because yeah.
Steve Harvey did that with Lori Harvey, and I don't know if she was 18 at the time, but or all of the children that Marjorie Harvey has. I don't know if they were all children legally still at the time.
I thought Lori was his real daughter.
Oh, no. She has a different father. But, you know, her mom's a baddie. She was like, no, these are all your kids. And they are, and are. And what about it? I love it. It's interesting to me. But I will say that I just have to shame you, Oscar, because I was on your fucking side until they said you over here dating the children at the school that you pretended to go to.
Yeah, you wilding, dog.
You was wilding for that. Like, you really went to the deep end. You should have been the person that everybody pined for but could never get. They were like, Oscar never dates anybody.
Why doesn't Oscar talk? Why doesn't Asher talk?
Asher never. That's when he became Asher. He started really living it.
He went from Archer to Asher.
Because when he was Archer, he was still acting like a decent human being. When he became Asher, he was like, I'm in high school.
Where my hug at?
No.
Where my hug at?
No. No. So Archer stayed in prison through the summer of 2016. And
10 toes down, never told. He took his time on the jet.
I mean, who was he supposed to tell on? I guess the pot.
Yeah.
So he received 11.5 to 23 months in Dauphin County Prison for the sex charge, lowered during the proceedings to statutory assault, plus an additional 2 months in federal prison for the passport and security fraud charge. Yeah, I mean, you got to go to jail, my guy, because I would have, if you had did the date and the children, I would have been like, don't lock this man up, but you got to go sit.
How long did he sit down for?
So, he received 11.5 to 23 months and then an additional 2 months.
Okay. So, 25 months.
Yeah.
Man, that man did 25 months. 10 toes down. Never told.
Never told. Who he go tell on? So, despite the lack of evidence for the pod's accusations, the headlines that dominated the narrative were, family of Ukrainian man exposed as student says he planned to attack high school. It took all the lies that the parents said.
Yeah. He should have told.
That's what's on Fox News, which we know, a source of journalism, okay? Fox News just be making shit up. And now they in trouble because they say you can't just be making shit up on the news. And they're like, these are opinions. We are opining. They're like, you can't opine and state it as fact. You are the news. So he was shortly after then transferred to a federal prison where he came under jurisdiction of ICE. Oh, not the ICE.
No.
Who decided after 14 months in prison that he was going back to Ukraine.
What if they pulled up on him and playing that Kelly Rowland song? You're like ice.
No.
I-C-E.
Don't give them no ideas. Their theme song is a black woman. They're like, we can't be racist and evil.
Our theme song is Kelly Rowland featuring Lil Wayne, Ice.
Kelly, please don't get out here and do no ICE concerts. I know you're doing well, sis. I know you don't need to do nothing like that. So back in the Ukraine. So he gets sent back to the Ukraine and Alter adjusts to his like new old life, right? He picked up computer programming and developed his hacking skills in hopes of perhaps contributing his skills to Russia's cyber interference with the United States. So you say, y'all gonna call me a terrorist? Well, now I'm gonna be a terrorist. Oh, bet. Okay, I was just trying to make rockets for y'all niggas before, but now I'm gonna be a terrorist and do terrors.
I did 25 months. I'm getting out. I'm finna tell on everybody.
So Alter enrolled at Curzon State University, where he continued to sit at the top of his class. When he caught up with the American journalist covering his story, he said regarding the last time in America, I was accepted to hella lot of places. Okay, not just... Oh. The lingo.
Hella.
Hella.
He must have been at Pelican Bay.
Says, I was just dreaming about this equipment, future inventions I would have thought of, conquering the moon and going to Mars. Losing that was the worst horror dream, nightmare. By this point, Michael Potts had received 2 years of probation and Stephanie received 5 months in federal prison and 2 years of probation. Now, wait a minute. After pleading guilty to charges of Social Security fraud and harboring a legal alien, why did the black woman get more time? I know why, but why?
Wait, what? Hold on. She got more time.
She got more time than him.
How much did she get?
Michael Potts got 2 years of probation. Okay, he just got to go check in with the officer and do a little pee test. Stephanie received 5 months in federal prison.
Wow.
And 2 years of probation.
I got to know why she, what was her charges?
That beret.
That beret.
Let's take her to jail.
You're under arrest for beret.
Lock away the key.
For beravial activities.
They were very beravial. You know what? I agree with the law on this one. I don't agree. That
ain't even a beret. That's a tam.
What is a tam?
My grandma used to wear tams.
Oh, I don't know what.
Because the beret are. Like sit up on your head like a French person, but the tam come all the way down.
Oh, okay. Or like a koofy. Yeah, that's why she got that extra time.
She went to jail.
I can't even sympathize for you.
That's messed up. How he get probation and she got
5 months.
She had to go. In the had to go sit down, 10 toes down.
It's like, go ahead and take that beret off for me, miss.
I want to see her mugshot. Ooh, I bet it's rough.
If there is one, please let us see it, because she ain't gonna have a beret on, so I want to know. So it turns out that Stephanie had previous convictions for fraud and theft, so that's why she got longer time.
Yeah, she had been in the streets.
Yeah. So the beret, I think that's really what it was. So in the end, though, Arthur forgave them. He said, "I don't want to call them bad people. I wish them the best of lives." I don't know if I'm forgiving nobody for... You were so close.
Yeah.
Because when you get to college, people go to college at any age.
I feel like he had to forgive them because he was like, I got a little lost in the sauce myself.
Yeah,
there was a couple baddies running around the high school and I had to say what's up.
Yeah, and that's when... And kids aren't... You can't date kids. Yeah. Arthur, if you hadn't done that, I would have completely been on your side. But I got to be like, the comments not on your side. One thing about the comments, not on your side, Arthur. So as of 2018, Ansel Elgort is set to play Arthur in a movie adaptation of his life. Wait, now Ansel.
This guy?
I think they added a C to him, though, and they canceled him.
Oh, he canceled?
I think Ansel got canceled.
Oh. That's cool, Jackie.
Wasn't he in West Side Story and then the girls was dragging him and saying they got to get rid of him and get him up out of here?
I don't know, my brother.
Damn. So Ansel might not even be playing you, so.
Let me do it.
Right. Let Carl do it. That's better.
I'm going to play the mom.
And I'll play you, Arthur.
Yeah.
We're gonna adapt this. It's going to all be black people and all of the genders will be different. It's going to make zero sense, and you're going to love it. Guys, that brings us to the end of Historic Hoodwinks, which also brings us to the saddest part of the show, which is the end where I have to let Carl go.
Oh, what?
But before I let him go, Scammer of the Week. This is where we talk about a charlatan that may or may not be worthy of our praise. We will see. Today, we're talking about a 26-year-old swindler, J. Nicholas Bryant, who's been sentenced to 14 years in prison after stealing $1.2 million from at least 50 people in an elaborate fraud scheme. This is him. Okay, private jet. Now, your fit is not giving private.
Nah, that's Walmart.
It's giving picnic. It's giving jamboree.
Where he got in that cup, too? I'm trying to look at his bottom lip because I feel like that's a spit cup.
Like, you should he's got a dip in a gazebo, right, not on a PJ.
Yeah, he's got a dip
in. Yeah, you think he got dip in there? Because he ain't holding it like it's a cup to be drinking.
Nah, he's got dip.
For sure.
He's got a...
And listen, there is country drip. There's some, you know, there's a way to give me a gingham and it's a moment, but it's not this. Like, oh my God.
And his boy got on the golf fit.
Right, his boy belong on the plane.
Kinda.
Ish.
Yeah.
Is that Under Armour?
Yeah, it's Under Armour.
I'll take that. I feel like that's, you know.
So what did he do?
So he stole from at least 50 people. The scheme involved booking goods and services and then sending fake payments through an online payment platform. Okay, so he will book the goods and the services and then send fake payments through an online platform. Okay. During his year-long time of crime, Bryant took over a dozen private jet flights, spent half a day on a 90-foot yacht with steak and champagne, and stayed in numerous luxury hotels and bought 5 high-end cars that were both worth about $500,000.
Hmm.
I mean, he knew how to live.
I got to figure out what he was doing.
A 90-foot yacht.
That's crazy.
I want on.
Yeah, with I want to come on.
And lobsters.
I ain't never been on a yacht. Have
really?
I? Yes.
You have.
I've been on a smaller yacht.
I've been on smaller yachts, not 90-foot yachts.
I ain't been on a 90-footer.
Yeah. Unless you count a Carnival cruise.
I ain't been on a cruise. Never been on a cruise.
Don't do it.
I don't think, I think ever. At this point, like, I'm not going to do it. It's just...
You're going to be trapped on a boat with a bunch of Trump supporters eating Guy Fieri burgers until your ankles swell.
Which sounds great, but I feel like I'm going to get the conjunctivitis.
Yeah. Well, they have different types of cruises, though, y'all. I'm not going to shade cruise communities out there. Y'all live y'all lives. My parents love a cruise, but I had to stop. So, because I've been on a lot of them. So, according to Bryant, hours after his sentencing, he said, "I'm just extremely upset about things and how they went down today. Yeah, I would be mad if I was going to jail, too." And then additionally, he said, before stressing that he was very, very sorry, he told reporters, "By far, my most favorite trip was to Turks and Caicos. I spent 2 weeks on an island fishing, sailing yachts. I stayed in a $30,000 a night house."
Wow.
So you said that to reporters, and then you were like, "But I'm deeply very, very sorry.
I'm sorry. I lived it up that weekend. But today, I am sorry."
Yeah, today. Now, when I was in that $30,000 a night home, I was very grateful.
I was not sorry at all.
No.
But I was not sorry. I was getting
it. Now I'm remorsing.
Yeah.
I'm remorsing hard now, though.
Because now I'm messed up.
Yeah.
And I got to go do my time. Take my time on the chair.
I messed up because I got caught. I mean, because I took y'all money, and I'm sad about it. Now, I'm still trying to understand exactly what the scam is. I guess it's just that his entire scheme was basically consisting of using the finance software QuickBooks to make wire transfers to charter companies and hotels, and then canceling the payments before moving on to another identity.
I still don't get it.
I
It feels like something... I still don't quite understand.
So it feels like maybe he's just like, "Yeah, I'm going to pay for this." He sends the money, and then by the time they realize it's not real, he's already used the goods and the services, and then he's gone to a different name.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I get it. That's very targeted because you're not actually really getting all the money. You're actually getting the goods and the services. So he was like, "I'm going to fly these private jets for free. I'm going to go to Turks and Caicos and stay at a $30,000 a night place for free."
Free, yeah.
Because he was booking everything through QuickBooks.
They're going to get you. They're going to find you with that. They want their money.
They do want their money. But at least it's not like he's taking it directly from people. But technically, he took the goods and the services. So, yeah, he did. He also claimed that he has a wilder story than Anna Delvey or Frank Abagnale. So now he's trying to get his movie secured for when he come out of jail, his book.
I'm going
to
play him. Can we put that picture back up?
I don't know if it's giving book or movie. Oh.
Yeah, I look just like
him. We have another photo. Yeah, you could play him.
Me and him look just alike. I'm going to play him.
You could definitely play him. I want to play his friend that's face is blurred out.
Under Armour?
Sure.
Oh, this guy.
Yep. Also, it's kind of a flex to get on a PJ not looking like you're going on tour.
Yeah.
So
eating pretzel chips.
Yeah.
Look at those. Those are flat pretzel joints.
He's just like me for real.
No sauce. No like hummus dip.
Right. No
flavor.
I can't
eat those dry.
No, they're raw. It's like a Popeye's biscuit.
Because the ones that he got are just like the salt one.
Yeah, that's no flavor. He has absolutely no drip down to his taste in chips. Wow, you hate to see that. So Bryant was eventually caught when he used the same private charter company for his return flight back to Texas after he flew to Miami for a vacation in 2021. In addition to his 14 years in prison, he's ordered to pay $1.1 million in restitution. So you got a little cocky here, my guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know you already ripped off the same private jet company. Why would you double dip?
Well, at least he's sharing a cell with Miss Potts.
I hope that him, Miss Potts, and her beret are having the best time. All right, y'all. That brings us to the end of a very fun episode. We always ask Carl, where would you like to be found?
Watch Grand Crew on NBC Friday nights, 8:30 p.m.
So funny.
We're in the midst of season 2. You can also catch it the next day on Peacock. If you have the Peacock app, if you don't have it, sign up for it right now. It's like $5 a month. You got that? That's one less Starbucks thing.
Yes, you can watch Grand Crew. It's so funny. I don't want to give away a joke, but when y'all reenacted that music video, I was fucking screaming.
Oh, wow. That was really fun. You got to know what Lacey's talking about. Go get it. Go join Peacock. You can also follow me on Instagram at DammitCarl, DammitCarl. And listen to XOXO Gossip Kings, the Gossip Girl Rewatch podcast I do with my good buddy Lamar Woods. It's not a rewatch for me. It's a actual watch for me. It's a rewatch for him.
And your opinions on Gossip Girl, I can't wait to hear them.
Interesting.
Hey, y'all, as always, you can follow me at DivaLacy at Diva Lacy on all platforms if you want to see these photos of these people that we were just roasting. Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram and on Twitter. I know I've inquired on Twitter. When I got hacked, I lost that login, but I know where it is now. So I'm going to get back on there, and I'm going to be talking again to y'all. All right, congregation, stay... Stay potsing. Go, go.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. the Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our recording engineer is Abby Aguilar. And our audio editor is Jesse Karen. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scamming.
Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skin care, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
For years, I just dreaded going to the dentist. But at Advanced Dentistry, I don't have to.
First and foremost, they want you to feel comfortable when you walk in. Like, you'll feel it. Whereas in the past, I might have gone into the dentist and thinking, I might feel some pain at some point. But with IV sedation, it can be something that you don't dread.
If you've been avoiding the dentist because of fear, worry, or just not wanting to be judged, you're not alone. Visit nofeardentist.com to learn how IV sedation can change your life.